An accident claimed her daughter's lives. Her husband's life hangs in the balance, and Rue feels like she's losing her mind. A brand new psychological thriller from author Eve S. Evans, available for pre-order today. As Rue tries to figure out how to be alone in the family home, strange noises, voices, and shadows reveal themselves to her. Questions bubble to the surface. Are Rue's daughters haunting her? Why can't she remember what happened when they went off the bridge into the icy water below? Beneath the Water by Eve S. Evans. Available on Amazon June 29th.
Horrific Network Entertainment.
Okay, well, go ahead and go.
The Campfire Chronicles is on the air, and
apparently somebody's got to pee.
No, so, no pee breaks.
No pee breaks.
Every once in a while, we get something so right that we literally talk about doing it for the virtual Scream Park, and then it gets announced for the actual Halloween Horror Nights event. And here we are 30-ish minutes away from seeing this movie. And it was announced today that it was coming back for Blumhouse of Horrors Part 3, John.
Yes.
The Black Phone. Blumhouse.
Black hallways.
Black.
Yeah. We're going to be walking down black hallways and just hear a phone ringing.
Dude, that's you it. Literally just took the words out of my mouth.
That's exactly
what they'll just make a giant like black room box and then have the man in there.
The van is going to be the thing in Hollywood, at least, that moves 6 inches and honks at you.
Maybe.
It'll be the back of it.
No, the grabber.
Oh, yeah, the door's open. He can jump out.
No, that's too...
That's too evolved.
Yeah.
So this coming from the director of Sinister. So he has a history of working with Ethan Hawke. Ethan Hawke coming off of what really has been one of the best Marvel Disney Plus performances as the bad guy from Moon Knight. Yeah. And here, based on Stephen King's son's short story, The Black Phone, this movie, for a horror movie, is tracking at 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Damn.
Like the highest ranked horror movie review-wise since It Chapter 1. So there is a lot of expectations going into this movie. Literally everybody is loving The Black Phone right now. What are your expectations? We'll start with Ashley. Whatever.
I'm going to go in at a 5 and hope that it's better.
She's giving it 5 out of 5?
Holy shit. 5 out of 10.
5 out of 10, Jay. And hoping for better.
Any more to drink?
Box?
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. I did forget that box.
That's okay.
I like that guy.
I mean, he's accountable, if nothing else.
Yeah.
John, what are your expectations for this movie?
7. Just because of the concept alone is terrifying. Because, I mean, that was us growing up. We were always told, you know, don't talk to strangers. Watch out for the creepy guy in the van. Because he's gonna kidnap you.
Did you ever?
Candy,
did you ever encounter a creepy guy in a mask?
Actually, yeah. One time I did. I was literally around the corner from my house, walking home from school, and a guy pulled up.
Creepy guy in a mask.
Do you need a ride? And I'm like, nope.
He goes,
my home's right there.
Little boy, do you want candy?
I think everybody's had one of those moments.
Do you? Did your parents and you? Did you guys have like a safe word when someone who you didn't know was gonna pick you up?
Hey, Dad, there's a creeper.
No,
I mean, like, let's say,
said,
like...
Don't go after people that got candy.
Like, if a family friend or a neighbor or someone was picking you up from school, they would, like, come up and
pineapple.
Be, like, stop sign, or I don't fucking know, but you knew it was okay to go with them.
We pretty much knew most of the people in our, like, area. We grew up pretty close.
And we grew up in a time where this wasn't as as bad as it is now, to where like you do need like those situations. Like,
well, now,
I do recall
all these kids have cell phones and stuff. Yeah, we didn't have phones.
But I do remember a time. I think one of the neighbors was going to pick me up from elementary school, and because like my parents had that conversation with me not that long ago, I refused to get in her car because I didn't know she was picking me up, and I got in trouble.
Was your safe word purple pin?
My safe word was purple tiger, actually.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
No, I had that incident happen to me once where somebody like rolled up and like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to pick you. I'm like, no, you're not. And I just continued to walk.
Where the hell did you guys grow up at?
Stockton.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. Well, I did. She didn't.
I'm pretty sure the black phone was filmed in Stockton, California.
Yeah, I believe
you're
it.
You're probably right. No, but I mean, it was shit that it was during the time that it was, like, starting to get a big thing.
Well, we grew up in Modesto when it was safe. That is no longer the case anymore.
Well,
so I
mean, what you're saying is there was just cows and fields.
Yeah, it was not. It was not.
We
could go trick-or-treating without being worried.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, dude. When I was a kid, we used to trick-or-treat until, like, 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. No problem. Now, like, everybody's closed down by, like, 8:45. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
But yeah. I grew up in the Bay Area, and we had the same fears, and there was creepers, and kids got abducted, and, like, people we knew. Yeah. And so there was a fear, but we still were out. We were still out until the street lights came on, and I still got locked out of the house.
We'd also hear
and
that,
we were
that
still
whistle.
Gone for hours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If you hear the whistle and you don't show up in 10 seconds.
Hey, wait. The best one, though, is
when
my parents.
What's the whistle?
That. Like, yeah. You'd be down the block.
Who's blowing the whistle?
Dad or mom?
Oh, your mom.
I'll be honest with you. Like, in where I grew up, we were in a court, and we had another court, next court over. My mom could stick her head outside the door, whistle, and we could hear her from one court over.
Yep.
We knew when that happened, we had to be home.
Yep. Drop your stuff and get home.
I heard a whistle on our wedding day because I was taking too long.
Damn.
So, do you think that we're all going to be freaked out and it's going to be nostalgic to us and like
yes.
bring back?
Yes. Oh, yes.
I think this is going to be like
the creeper around the corner. That
I think it's going to be the creep factor of it without the startle scare of it.
I mean,
like, I think the nostalgia factor. Whatever they filmed it on, the lens choice looks identical to it, like that. Retro kind of grainy style. I don't know if that's just for the trailer or it's going to be the whole movie. But it definitely feels like it, but with just a less scary bad guy, a more real bad guy, I should say.
We actually talked, when we went to Monsterpalooza, there was a couple in front of us that saw the screener of this. Because in LA, they see everything way before everybody else gets to see it. Because they
test screenings, yeah.
Yeah, and they said it's like there's more to it than just the one mask, and I don't want to elaborate on it. Like, it didn't ruin the movie for me, but it's a lot more in depth than you think it's going to be.
And he does like some kind of Moon Knight shit where each mask is a personality. That
you could be wrong, be or you cool. could be right.
That would be very interesting. Like,
it's like Split.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah,
you could be right.
Nose goes.
Yeah, right on the nose. Yep, I got it. Got it the first time you said it.
Like, yeah, but yeah, I think it's gonna be a pretty good movie.
The biggest thing too. Now we're coming off of our Sinister Creature Con episode, where Ashley's Freddy's Kill train overlay on Heimlich's Choo Choo train.
Oh, is that what it was?
Between the voiceover work where Freddy doesn't lose the Heimlich dialect, but he delivers the Freddy lines as Heimlich, and then also it's prime time, bitch. So that gets added into the park. This, I would say, we cannot take the equation over or out of saying that it shouldn't be a maze just because it's been officially announced as a maze, though, because this movie has maze written all over it.
Does it?
I think so.
I don't want to say anything because I was sitting there saying us is going to be a a terrible maze, and it ended up being the best one when we went.
Our scare zone, at least. Get those creepy dead kids roaming the streets. I'm all about that. The other thing that's interesting so far about Orlando's HHN in real hot news, because we're going to talk about the Long Beach news here in a minute, and that's earth-shattering. But the Orlando scare zones are all rumored to be traditional Halloween themed this year, which is interesting.
What do you mean traditional?
Like, one is trick-or-treaters, one is monsters, one is vampires.
Oh.
So it's like all old school Halloween.
Is that good or bad?
I think it'll be kind of cool. I think that there doesn't necessarily seem to be an icon this year, at least one that's really making any sense with...
So Jack's not going to be there?
It doesn't look like it.
Kind of makes sense though, because last year wasn't it like all the icons kind of came together?
Last year was very much an anniversary year, yeah. So like every... Like, the icons that weren't in the mazes were in scare zones and whatnot. So,
but
this
they don't
year,
have a terror tram there, right?
Orlando does not have a terror tram.
Because they don't have a tram ride. Yeah.
That's the other...
Are we doing everything all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing good. The other speculation with the tram in Hollywood, like, it's still, like, every, like, inside source... is still saying that Hollywood Harry is coming. Like, that is very much still, like, everyone is not... everything... Like, everybody is literally saying that Hollywood Harry is still going to be in the terror tram, which is interesting since they have really built, like, a two-scale replica of the Nope set.
That's going to open up in July, then.
So, I think that is going to be like a mainstay for the tram to just go through.
I think so, but I think they'll include it with...
Are you excited?
Yeah, for sure.
Because I have...
Like, it'll drive through it. It's not going to be a walking
thing. No. I'm not.
I am. Kind of like the Grinch that stole Christmas.
Remember before?
I loved that area.
When they did the mummy... through the mummy tunnel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It'll be similar to that.
You mean the Million Dollar Man avalanche tunnel? And
yes. But at Horror Nights, we're going to walk through it.
You all right, Ashton?
I don't think they're going to have you walk through it because it's further away. It's right by...
we got kicked in the mouth? Oh.
It's... Say again where it is?
It's by Fast and the Furious, like at the end. So after it drives off, it comes from...
Oh, they took that out, though, right? The Fast and the Furious... No, the cars. The ones that spun that used to go around.
Oh, yeah, you don't see that anymore.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
That's why they're setting it up for drives and things. So I think it's just going to... still included as part of Terragram.
And that's a donut.
It'll be one of those things, Jimmy, where they do also featuring
you. To answer your question, Drew, from trailer 1 to trailer 2, like, the first trailer for Nope, I was probably at, like, an 8. Of excitement after seeing the second trailer, I am like a 3.
Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought.
No. Like the same movie.
You're absolutely right. That's
the thing. Like, the first one actually makes it seem like it's going to be intense and scary, and then this new one is like, oh, yeah,
we got to get footage. Yeah.
It seems so much more like comedy good than all of a sudden. Yeah. What?
I don't know, like, but everybody...
We got the hokey-ass white guy with a camera to help the black people, because it's Jordan Peele.
To be honest,
there can't
it's kind of like
smart white
us.
Guy in a Jordan
everybody,
Peele movie.
Everybody that saw us, they were like, oh, man.
I'm saying it, goddammit.
I never
want
to go to Santa Cruz again.
Tired
I'm
of
like,
this bullshit.
Really? I watched it. I'm like, this is the stupidest fucking movie I've ever seen in my life.
Us was not scary. It was a good maze, but it wasn't scary.
So, I guess I'm going to give it an 8. Going in.
Black Phone?
Yeah.
I would say I'm probably close to an 8 to an 8.5. I've been
excited
that Ethan Hawke is like making his return into mainstream cinema. Like, he went away for a while.
That would be a long while. Like, the last thing
he
did...
started The Purge.
That was the last, like, major thing he did. Was
besides that, it was like Training Day.
Yeah, he won his Oscar in Training Day, and then he was nominated.
Poster boy.
Yeah, Sinister.
So
Sinister was a good movie, though. That was a freaky ass movie.
Basically, every Blumhouse of Horrors, Ethan.
Yeah.
Now,
what the hell was the first Blumhouse of Horror? The Purge. What
Sinister,
else?
It was Purge and Sinister and Happy Death Day.
Okay, so what the hell was the second one? The
second one was...
probably Happy Death Day too.
No, it was
Unfriended.
Truth or Dare.
Truth or Dare, Unfriended, and then the fucking girl. You're right, yep.
Okay, they did so the girl. Unfriended was terrible. Truth or Dare was
terrible.
Yeah.
And then the girl, the third part of it. Do you remember the Blumhouse like intros from way back where it was like a girl in a room and the furniture was moving around?
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
They like try to create a story.
Now,
can we
agree though that Blumhouse has gotten a little bit better since then? Like their movies aren't terrible.
Blumhouse is. At least, if nothing else, they're at least entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're very hit and miss. I feel like they pump out, like, enough stuff to where...
You don't notice as bad.
One out of every five is probably good.
Like, I liked Freaky. Freaky was okay.
And I'm not saying great. I'm saying good.
Yeah, no, I know. Freaky, like, Vince Vaughn in the very beginning of Freaky, like, him as the killer, that shit looked pretty good.
I remember Freaky, we watched... We watched that on my birthday at the house during COVID. Because there was nothing... open to go see. So we went and saw Freaky at the house. The time is it? It is... No, we got time. Are they all leaving?
You can't leave without me. I mean, I guess I could walk across the street. It wouldn't matter.
All right, we're going to break and go to the theater, and then we'll be back.
The second one.
Jurassic World.
Charlie, what are your expectations for Black Phone here?
I've heard really good things about it, Jim.
So have I.
So I'm looking forward to it. Somebody said it was... one of the best scary films of the year.
I don't know if you saw in the group chat, but it was actually announced already to come to Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, really?
Yes.
As part of the Blumhouse?
Yeah, so Freaky and this sharing a house.
Well, I think this one's going to just based on...
There's the art design.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I love that. I don't know. This is based on a Joe Hill story.
Have you read the story?
I have not read the story. I think it's a short story. It's not a book. I think it's a short story.
Yeah.
But I think it, you know, it has a lot of potential. I like the plot outline. I thought it sounded pretty good.
I think that we were talking about at dinner that the aesthetic of it, whether it be lens choice or whatever, seems very it.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Well, because Joe Hill is the son of the man that gave us the best novelty movie monsters.
It's true.
But the director of this film also directed Sinister, which also has that borderline chainsaw,
yeah, that's right,
grainy-ish type vibe to it.
Sure, sure.
Which also starred Ethan Hawke.
That's right. And
the director?
No, he's talking about Ethan Hawke. Well, he was a child actor first. Okay. He was in Ethan Hawke's most famous child role.
Child role? I don't even know.
Yeah, he was in like a movie called Explorers.
He was the bad guy in Moon Knight. Did you watch Moon Knight?
Oh, I'm rewatching it right now.
Of course, Training Day.
Right.
Oh, Training Day. You can't forget that.
He's always good in everything he does, and he has a good. I think he has a good meter for the projects he picks.
He left for a long time. He's kind of out of the scene for like 8-9 years.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think he's one of those actors where I kind of trust him to be in a good movie because I think he's pretty
choosy
and sharp about what he does. You know, he doesn't do things just for the money.
Right.
So yeah, I have high expectations. I'll be disappointed if it's not
very good.
Yeah.
I think It Chapter 2 kind of made us all temper horror movie expectations because it was so good originally in Chapter 1 and then came out in Chapter 2 was pretty garbage compared to Chapter 1.
But this not really having anything other to hang its hat on other than it comes from the King family, like you mentioned.
Right. But I've had high expectations for a lot of movies this year, and then I wouldn't say they were all garbage, but I've been disappointed that they weren't as good as I thought they were going to be.
But not Halloween Kills. You've lived up to.
Well, you're one of the few people that likes Halloween.
Oh, come on!
Evil definitely did not die that night because
it had some good parts.
The pulls of Friday the 13th.
If you want a daily dose of existing content, movie reviews,
well, we're kind of I don't know. I
actually thought Firestarter was better than Halloween Kills.
Yeah, I want to see.
It wasn't a bad movie, but it certainly wasn't as good as I thought it could have been. I thought it was kind of.
It was nothing like the original.
No.
Like they made her a superhero instead of like a Carrie figure, but.
Yeah.
Like if they remake Carrie, since they already did it so many times, if they remake the Exorcist. Yeah, if they remake The Exorcist and Carrie again, someone please have the decency to kill me.
Well, The Exorcist is being made.
Yeah, The Exorcist
it's
is
happening.
Being made.
But I heard it's supposed to be like a little mini-series. Like,
no, it's a movie.
It's already been a series.
Oh, sweet Jesus, someone kill me now.
Right.
It is already in production, the new Exorcist movie.
Jason Bourne has stated recently, over the weekend during CreatureCon, I read an article from my buddy that's the head of Bloody Disgusting, current editor and owner of Bloody Disgusting, who was the source, but I went off the Joe Bob tangent again.
Yes, you are.
But he said that Jason Blum, when he was interviewing him, he said he wants Robert Englund to put on the Freddy glove one more time.
Oh, that's completely off topic. I'd like to see that too, but he has said he won't do it simply because he's too old.
But Kane Hodder said he. But Kane Hodder has stated he wants to come back as Jason. He felt
Kane Hodder can be 6 feet under the ground and he'll want to come back. I'm serious.
I mean,
it cracked me up when Ken was talking about Kane Hodder and Kane Hodder being mad at him because he thought he had taken over the role.
Yeah.
If you remember the Kane Hodder talking about him, he didn't have good things to say about him.
No.
At all.
No.
He was trashing him.
He was pissed.
Yeah.
Over this fact.
And Ken said he was, you know, he's okay with it. And I was thinking, well, have you talked to him lately? Because it hasn't been that long ago. And
he seems very, I would use the word indifferent about Kane Hodder.
Yeah, he does. Well, I think he isn't one who would have. Who would have held a grudge because he didn't get the role.
Yeah.
I think Kane Hodder seems like a really nice guy, but I think he's got a real chip on his shoulder.
I mean,
look at Hatchet, that relaunched his career.
Yes.
Back in the
limelight. That's true.
I would say, too, the thing about trying to remake Friday the 13th, or not Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, someone who would be a good Freddy is actually Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. I have high, strong opinions.
I didn't get a chance to get my rating.
If he were considered to be Freddy.
Would Xander get this out real quick, and then we'll come to you.
But they would have to get Heather Langenkamp back as Nancy, kind of do like what Halloween
she's too,
is.
Wow. I mean, she would come back
as a mentor figure.
Like they did with Lori.
Yeah.
On
Halloween.
Yeah.
Where she's an older version of herself.
But Lori has basically gone like the Hispanic guy in Terminator 2, weaponed up over the years.
Yeah, that was hard for me too.
The new Halloween movies suck. We'll just leave it at that.
Well, you know, and I'm disappointed because of the talent that's behind them. Because when I heard who was behind them, I thought they would make a decent Halloween movie that would kind of recapture what.
Still not enough Halloween in the Halloween.
They're always trying to remake the original Halloween.
John Carpenter's Halloween film will never be able to.
But you can't catch the same creative lightning twice.
No, you can't.
That's what they tried to do with number two, and you can really tell how much they...
But number two, they didn't really want to make number two, and I'm talking about the original number two.
Yeah.
They did it because Universal threw so much money at him. They had the studio production. They got the script out too fast, and I don't think they really had the same creative juices behind it.
Yeah. I mean... It's like he just said, you really can't catch the same thing in the bottle. And number one is so uniquely that story to continue it in any frame or fashion. Really, like, the best thing for the Halloween franchise might have been the original plan, which was to do the Halloween 3 route, and you just had these one-offs all the time. Then maybe bring Michael back in, like, number 5. It's kind of like an anniversary edition. So you had like the Silver Shamrock story, and you had all these other stories. And then you return to Haddonfield. Or maybe all the stories take place in Haddonfield, like a Goosebumps thing. But they're all uniquely...
The strength of Michael Myers was always that you didn't know why he was doing it. You didn't know where his power came from. You didn't know why he's doing it.
Oh, yeah. And then they
when they started to explain it, that's when
the whole cult of thorns.
Right.
Yeah, the cult of thorns.
That's when you talk about 5. But 4, you could tell how much...
4 was a decent movie, but because, it still wasn't anything like the original.
Alan McElroy...
The whole him possessing her thing was weird.
Well, that was one of the original ideas, but that's what Dominique Lithgow-Gerard wanted to do, but... I have got on a very good source on a certain person we have met that they tried to do. He actually handed a finished script at a film festival to Mustafa Akkad, who was attending it around early 89-ish. Handed it to him, and after that, Akkad allegedly read it and just tossed it across the room.
Who was it that turned in the script?
Gerard, the director of 5. But Akkad really...
A lot of producers' hands on 5, I think.
But Akkad really wanted to buy Little and Alan McElroy to come back for 5, but Little didn't want to, but Elroy said he would have been full on board if Dwight agreed to.
He did okay with 4.
I talked to Alan McElroy on Twitter.
Jason, what is your pre-score prediction here?
So, originally I was going to actually say 7 out of 10, but you were talking this up pretty good, saying this is going to be like really great, so I think I'm going to bump it up to an 8, dude.
I honestly think like Ethan Hawke is one of, like, he's easily one of my top 10 favorite actors.
He's good.
We were just talking about with Charlie and Xander right now that we thought that he could be like a new Freddy Krueger figure, even if they're so insistent, Blumhouse, on remaking that movie, which Michael Bay definitely seems, or not Michael Bay, Jason Blum seems like he's just a full mast trying to get them Nightmare rights to rehash that franchise. They already have their boy with Ethan Hawke, who now seems like he is completely in bed with Blumhouse. I think he would be a creepy Freddy Krueger.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in what, 3 of their movies?
Sinister, this,
and Purge.
And Purge, fuck yeah, he really is their poster child.
And technically, the one of the other Purges was at the show.
No, he was just in the Purge.
But he made a cameo in one of them. I think it was a show.
Hey, but aren't they also trying to get the rights to Friday the 13th?
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, Blumhouse is trying to get the rights to...
I know they're doing...
Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th.
I know they're doing The Exorcist, and I know they're doing Arachnophobia.
Hell yeah, I'm so excited for that one.
So
I want to say it was Blumhouse that was trying to get the rights to Nightmare and...
I can see them getting the rights to Nightmare way faster than Friday the 13th.
Well, yeah, because
Friday the 13th is just hours? Yeah, it's just a fucking clusterfuck of legal battles with Friday the 13th always. So the other thing to keep in mind with all of it is that this movie definitely has a Freddy-esque vibe, especially the Jackie Earl Haley Freddy. It's no secret Blumhouse wants to get the rights to Nightmare and the Friday. Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy when I saw that. I was like, oh shit.
I think that there's no secret that he wants Robert Englund, but I don't think Englund's going to do it. He keeps every interview. He says, "I'm too old. I don't want to do it."
Yeah, and Jason Blum, the guy who owned Blumhouse, said, "I think at 70, he goes at 73, I could get Robert Englund to do one more." He literally came out and stated that in an interview.
I mean, money talks. That's the other thing. Like, what? How much money will it take to get you to do this?
And not only that, but let's be real. Like, how many things is Robert Englund really doing these days?
I mean, he was in Stranger Things.
4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet. I'm still waiting. Oh, shit. I'm waiting for July 1st now.
I mean, he's not like a huge role by any means, but he's an important one.
He was also in that movie. It was really brilliant. It was great. Choose or Die. It was a big one for him.
He's done a lot of work. He just, it's a lot of off-kilter shit. Like he was in the one with that had the dude from.
Look, I'm not hating on Robert Englund, but I'm sure he doesn't have people banging on his door to like be in movies.
He's got more people to do. He's got more people to do like convention appearances and special shit than actual movie work.
But he also, when I talked to, like, because I've talked to Robert Englund before. The last time he was at a convention that
Drew,
we were
I'm
at.
I'm going to call you out right now. Who's in your Facebook picture with you? All
right, we'll be back after the movie.
I mean, I guess.
It's nice to go to a horror movie that actually lives up to the fucking hype.
Jimmy's a 10.
Is that what you're giving it? Are you giving it a 10?
I fucking loved it.
I liked it too, but I thought it was just kind of slow.
I did get goosebumps, man, when he held the phone up to him at the end, and all the kids were like saying stuff. I literally got goosebumps.
That was dope.
It's not like a slasher horror movie, but that was a very good story.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think it was a horror movie at all. I mean, it's more of a
thriller ghost story. Yeah.
I don't know how they're gonna do a maze on it at all. I think it's gonna be a terrible area.
There's definitely not enough there for him to. Well, I can tell you exactly what Hollywood will do.
A lot of black walls.
You're gonna go.
Every hallway you walk into is gonna have a black phone and it's gonna ring instead of a drop.
And he's gonna.
A lot of black walls.
The grabber's gonna be living in that 3.5 feet off the ground boo window in the black hallway.
You're gonna have to go through a fucking claustrophobia tunnel. They're gonna make it like the balloons.
That's too clever.
I enjoyed this a lot.
It was good though.
No, I thought this was very, very well done. Like, I don't see the transition to a haunted house. I think you could do like.
You could do a scare zone.
You could do like a scare zone of him, like the van parked on a block or something, and have like the kids kind of roaming around. This is something that Orlando, what she just talked about, that's something Orlando does in their scare zones a lot, is they'll put plants that are just dressed in normal clothes, and then like the action happens around you. I wish Hollywood would do that, because if you could have like the grabber kind of like in between buildings or in a corner, and then just have him fucking grabbing kids.
Can we
Like people walking around, that'd be hella freaky.
Yes.
Can we just talk about those face masks and how intense they are and how you can change the mood, like your bottom jaw moves to the eyes? Like,
yes.
If there was just someone walking around and then all of a sudden they like turn their face and then they turn back and then they have that mask on, that's intense. Like that could be a legit scare zone. As far as the maze goes, I don't know. I think we're gonna get a lot of bullshit. And I will agree with Jay, there were some parts of this movie that were kind of slow. But you see where it all builds up to. It was building that like tension and that anticipation of what was gonna happen.
Oh yeah, and I agree it was a great movie, but the thing was is it was not the way that it was advertised was it was gonna be like scary and it seemed like it was a little slow for what they were like advertising.
The only like real scare I got was when the paperboy first showed up. When he's like right behind them, and then the rest of the kids were not.
Fuck, when the thunder hit and all of them were standing in the street.
That was crazy.
The kid who looked like Billy from Stranger Things when he did his "It's Not For You," like he was the angry spirit.
Yeah.
And then he got sucked back in. That like startled me a little bit just because he shouted.
So that's going to be what's going to happen at HHN. You're going to walk into a black hall and it's going to be all the kids shouting at you in echo form, and then you're going to have to like lead your way out of the dark hallway.
HHN is going to be super excited because they're going to have one of the phones actually expanding and contracting. But did you see it?
It's going to do see it? Wall.
Sure. Dude, you did that.
I was almost convinced at the end that there was like a hidden wall behind the phone. When it started breathing at the end and he was staring at it, I was like, fuck, that's been a door the whole time.
And he was kick-ass.
I legit yelled in fear during the trailer for Barbarian. That was the most I yelled.
I haven't bought a physical copy of a movie, but this is a movie that, if it's not on a streaming service, I would buy a copy.
Yeah, I'd watch this again.
Yeah.
Can we talk about how like there was like never any parents around when kids were just getting the shit beat out of them in the street? Like, good God! Like, where the fuck were the parents? Like, I get it, but like, fuck! Like, she literally just cold cocked a bitch with a fucking rock. Like, good God! Yeah, just fucking dumping blood
up.
Yeah,
she got beat up too, and she sat up against the fence with him, like they're like, taking a break. Yeah, whatever. Like, yeah, we got
fucked up. It's like a hockey fight.
We're just gonna sit here.
It's a hockey fight.
Yeah, we're on time, man.
From all the shenanigans from the 60s and 70s, that's why there were strict rules when we were younger.
Yeah, I guess. I still stand by mine. I still give it an 8.
Hey, Jesus Christ. Ethan Hawke, fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, Ethan Hawke. Yeah. I really like the fact that the different mask face is a different personality that he was playing.
Ethan Hawke in this is everything that I wanted the Joker to be.
The two kids, the Finn and his sister, phenomenal.
The sister MVP.
Yeah, MVP of the movie.
She had the best lines in the movie, yeah.
Dude, can we...
Jesus, are you even fucking real?
Their dad was a fucking dick, though.
Fucking fart knocker.
Oh, yeah, I'm the fucking kidnapper, huh?
That, yeah.
Easily.
I was channeling myself.
Thank you. Rocked. You guys
must have. Someone's talking to me already.
I still stand by an 8, though. That's definitely...
I'm going 9.
I'm going 9.5 on that. That was like psychological. I was curious.
I was uneasy for easily 75% of that movie. Just fucking waiting for him to come down the stairs and fuck with him again. And I was looking forward to every time.
I wanted more of that. I wanted more of him popping in and out. It seemed like there was a lot of points where he gave him so much time. Like the fact that he was able to dig that hole. And
the majority of the movie, he was sitting next to the door falling asleep.
Waiting to play Naughty Boy. Yeah.
I was anticipating for him to do all of those parties. But I think because whoever was on the phone whatever time kept saying to sleep in the room. I think that was a big thing that really helped the team get by just to sleep in the room. Well, I liked how it built. Like, each kid's giving him a clue to something, and how it all comes together in the end. And it's rather clever, like, how it all comes together. And in the moment when he's, like, trying to get the window and the window grate comes down, you don't put two and two. I didn't put two and two together with it going in the hole. Like,
yeah.
You know, or the steak. Okay, you're trying to get out of the freezer. Well, the steak's because of Samson and the dog. Like, yeah.
Whoa.
Oh,
well,
shit. Like,
I thought he could hide the grate over there so that guy didn't notice it if he came back down. But I didn't think of
having him fall and break his ankle.
The other thing is how does he not notice the big-ass hole in the wall for the freezer in the bathroom when he comes in? But he never, like...
He didn't search.
He doesn't go back in there after that.
But yeah, but you don't ever see him, like, pan the room ever. He's always, like, dead focused on Finn.
Except for the first time where he's inside.
Yeah.
I think we needed to see him kill these kids that were, like, badass.
I feel like...
But if you notice,
the fact that we don't know if they would
show. I mean, that's a different movie.
But the thing is,
they showed them all kicking ass throughout the movie, and then when it came down to it, really like.
But this, like she said though, the subtle gods, like of every kid talking. If you think about it, the trap with the grate, the kid mentioned his dad in Vietnam, so that's where he got the trip for the trap.
But I also feel like this could have opened up a door for a prequel where they could have showed all the other kids.
Yeah, they could.
And they could go back and show kind of what you want, but how each kid went through it and then led to her vision. And yeah, then it ends. Like,
I had a lot of trouble believing that he could take out some of these kids that he had kidnapped. That's the thing.
He looked pretty fucking yoked without his shirt on, I'm gonna say.
That
huge
kid with the, like, blonde rock star hair, you mean to tell me that, like, he easily just took that guy out?
He disarmed a kid with a knife.
He took out three kids. Yeah. And then Robin destroyed that guy that was bigger than him. That was the only problem for me.
If you're blasting him in the eyes with mace and he can't see, and then...
But at the same time, you're taking...
I couldn't believe that he fed the rope up the carpet in the first try. I mean, I was like, no.
Yeah. That's the problem.
The same time, you also have to take into consideration that they've been taken. They're not mentally stable. They're trying to figure out all these ways to get out, and they're not necessarily thinking clear.
I think that disproves that kid was insane. That beat the shit out of all those kids at the gas station.
Yeah, but that was something he was passionate about. This is something fear. He doesn't know what he's up against.
He's gonna fight for his life. He fought over a freaking video game thing that he lost.
The only thing I would say is none of the other kids could hear the phone calls.
That's true.
So none of them knew what to do, and they all fell in his trap.
Yeah, but all they said was he hit him with a belt. So you mean to tell me he's going to go hit that big-ass kid with the belt and he's going to, like, whimper down?
Well,
obviously. Right? Like, I mean, and Robin, that kid was way bigger than Robin. You mean he's going to sit there and just get hit with a belt?
But again, he was a kid.
Obviously, too, that he had a whole lot more than a belt at his disposal. Like, you don't know. Like,
they confirmed that.
Paperboy. No, I'm saying Paperboy didn't get his fucking face slashed open with a belt. Like, so
he used a knife.
The game was you'd beat him with a belt first.
Yeah.
Okay, so then he beats his ass with a belt. Like, I'm telling you, like, Ethan Hawke could have kicked Pinball Kid's ass based on the body type of Ethan Hawke in this movie. Ethan Hawke was built. Yeah, and you add the drugs,
and that silly string stuff.
But it's conceivable that if they came up, you would do the same thing.
Can we put a note in this that Donna made it through this movie?
Good job, buddy.
Super proud of you, buddy.
When you do see him sitting up there, he has nothing but the belt.
He's not wearing a shirt.
He's literally has nothing but the belt in his hand.
Well, if your biggest problem is all you saw was him with a belt, that's not a problem.
I have a lot of disbelief that those two guys, just those two guys.
I was also looking at the time frame in between the kids because they made it seem like it happened fast.
And they wouldn't be able to find
him. But he took this Yeah.
Especially in a small town. This guy's been to the
hardware store and bought this much cement and a shovel and all this stuff.
And
like, 5 weeks ago.
It was
the
last spring.
I feel like it's the 70s. You can go in and take a nap.
So here's something that I said to Bub during the movie. When Finn walked up the stairs the first time, he had his rocket in his hand and walked right past him and went to the front door to use the lock. Why don't you take that fucking rocket and shove it in his neck?
Yeah.
Or no, shove it in the eye.
No, that's the damn good point.
I literally leaned over to Bub and I go, why didn't he just fucking shank him in the neck?
There's nobody ever fucking
like no, shank him through the eye.
Like
he
doesn't get the
brain.
Fear.
It's
a fear.
You don't think about that.
And I thought about doing all kinds of things about mine.
But they also, Robin says that. It's time to stop being afraid. You need to start to fight. That was the whole story.
Yeah, yeah. No. The very end, though, was the, like, where he puts the phone up and then he just fucking snaps his
mouth. I will say that the end of the movie, when the dad comes up and apologizes, I kind of wish Finn would have just fucking kicked him in the face and been like, nah, bitch. You're the boss now.
I leaned over to Bub when Max opened the door and I go, fucking, Finny's going to hit him, dude, when it comes in.
I do think that look on his face when the dad is crying is totally like, he is going to tell his dad, like, fucking hit me one more time, motherfucker. Like,
I survived this bitch.
He's not, not Finny anymore. He's Finn.
I feel like Max was standing at the door for way too long.
With the door getting cracked. He's like, oh my gosh, you're already.
Hey, do you want to hear the story of how I figured out you were here?
I like the twist about how it being two separate houses.
Yeah.
I liked that because.
He was fucking coked out of his mind.
Yeah.
But he was following everything.
But then he finally like cracked it. He knew like, fuck.
And then
as soon as he did that last line of code, oh shit, I figured it out.
Yeah. But Robin's
so what was your score? You said 9.5?
9.5.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm sticking to 8.
What was your score, Charlie?
I'd say, I'm going to give it a 9.
Xander?
8.5.
John?
7.
Ooh. Unbelievable. 6. Go ahead.
I told Bub I was going to give it a 7 after it was over.
I'm also going to give it a 9.
I thought the
silently,
movie was good.
What is your score?
You're one of us now.
7.5. An 8?
7.5.
Oh, 7.5. Okay. So there you go. And we all are saying that it should be like the Orlando with the plant type of a scare zone where he's actually nabbing the kids. And then you could even do like, you could even do a B-cast, A-cast, B-cast where he's nabbing the kids. And then when it gets dark, the kids turn into the ghost kids.
Nah.
It's going to be the same room we're going to walk into over.
Yeah, we're saying it's not going to be a haunt.
We're going to walk through it once.
It's just going to be that room.
Fuck you, Murdy, for your black hallways and your single set design. Actually, put some shit into this.
Ready, black hallways, it's going to be that elevated scare. And each time he pops out, it's going to be one of the different faces.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, man. I'm excited for the Orlando one because we're going straight into that motherfucker's house, through the house. We're probably going to get to pet and feed Samson steak.
Fuck you, Jimmy. This shit's over. We're going home. Good night. Episode over.
It's a scare zone. We're putting it in as a scare zone. It's a scare zone. It's a scare zone.
Guess what? Freddy's choo-choo train's going to be...
It's already. That's already in. Yeah.
That's what I just said.
Check everything out in the show notes. Jason's the biggest troll ever. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.